Hey, this is Jamie with Stonemaier Games, and today, for today's Sunday sit-down video, I'm going to be talking about my top 10 favorite pirate-themed games. Why this theme? Feels like this year on Kickstarter, I've seen a lot of pirate-themed games, not just on Kickstarter, but in regularly released games as well. And most recently, Dead Reckoning is the pirate game of the hour on Kickstarter. Looks pretty awesome. I have not played it. But it made me think, I want to talk about this today. And there's a game on this list that I played recently also that made me think I should talk about pirate-themed games. And when I talk about the pirate theme, I'm kind of talking about the traditional Age of Sail pirate-themed games. I'm sure there are like cyberpunk pirates that I'm not thinking of here. There are probably some games that I'm forgetting here that I didn't see on maybe Board Game Geek or that I haven't played. And I also didn't include Vikings, even though the idea of Vikings in many games, the idea of like pillaging and plundering, is very similar to the pirate theme of the pirates of the Age of Sail, or at least the way that we think about them. So I didn't include Vikings here, more traditional pirates, Age of Sail. But yeah, and actually that makes me think I didn't even include Seafall on this list. So I should mention that. That wouldn't have made my top 10, but I'll mention it in a second. So a few of the games that I haven't played that aren't going to be mentioned because I just haven't played them are Dead Reckoning, Rum and Bones, Skull King, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Rattlebones, and Black Fleet. Of those, I think I'm probably most excited to play Dead Reckoning, Skull King, Dead Men Tell No Tales, Black Fleet, and there were at least like three or four games on Kickstarter that looked pretty cool recently. I didn't write them down for this list. Then of those that I have played but were more honorable mentions than games on my top 10 were Seafall, which I just thought of off the cuff, Merchants and Marauders, Port Royal, Islebound, and Francis Drake, all of which had some great, clever mechanisms. Just as a whole, didn't return to them or can't see myself returning to them. But in the top 10, I would be happy to play any of these pirate-themed games again. At number 10 on the list is Maracaibo. This is one of the more recent pirate themed games that I played on this list. And honestly, it almost didn't make this list because it didn't really feel like a pirate themed game, but I put this question out there on Instagram recently and a number of people mentioned it. And then when I looked at it, when I think about it, I guess it is a pirate theme. Like there are piratey moments in the game. You're sailing around on a ship. There are interactions with other ships and things that you encounter that have a pirate flavor to them. And there's an exploration element, which I guess kind of goes hand in hand with pirating. It's more like moving on a track and getting some points. But in Maracaibo, I have a video about it. I love the mechanism of sailing around to different spots to moving forward a certain number of spots and gaining the resulting bonus. That's just satisfying to me. Francis Drake has something very similar in its action selection system, where you're saying, okay, I want to. There's this thing that's five spaces in front of me. I'm going to give up the benefits that I could have earned along the way to get to that space and jump to this bonus that I really want. I really like that. And Maracaibo does that twice because it has two tracks. It has the exploration track and it has the ship track where you do that. There's also a lot of other stuff going on. There are multi-use cards in Maracaibo. There's a really cool system of adding new cards to that deck. Like along the way, I think Alexander Pfister has done a great job incorporating story into Euro games. And the idea here is that you might have an encounter and whatever the outcome of that encounter is, maybe you end up befriending one of two people, and whichever one you end up befriending, that person ends up in the deck permanently from then on. It's not a legacy game. You can easily take that card out of the deck, but you get to continue that story, and that person shows up in the deck, the common deck, from time to time. So yeah, that's Maracaibo, my number 10. My number 9 is Jolly and Roger, which is a really fun two-player I Cut, You Choose game that I've enjoyed. It kind of distills the pirating theme down to its core, which is, looting, dividing up loot and taking control of ships, but in a fairly abstract and light way. It's a two-player only game. I have a video about it. I haven't played it in a while, so I don't want to go into too many details and say the wrong thing about it, but it is a clever little I Cut, You Choose game. That I think was one of the first games, I Cut You Choose games that I've played, to implement the idea of some cards being placed face down, so you don't really know what the other player is playing. But I might be mixing that up with another I Cut You Choose game, but I'm pretty sure that is the case for Jolly and Roger. Feel free to correct me in the comments below if you've played it. My number eight favorite pirate-themed game is, where is it on my list? There it is, Jamaica. This probably would be higher on the list, but I've actually only played it once. A lot of people mention this as their favorite pirate game. And it's not just a pirate game, but it's also a racing game, and I love racing games. You're racing around this island. It's been years since I played Jamaica, but I had a good time playing it. And as I was making this list, I was like, you know, I had a really good fine playing, good time playing Jamaica. I would gladly play it again. And so that's why it's at the number eight slot above some of these other games. But honestly, I don't remember much about it other than the cool panorama that you can make with the cards that you have in the game. I remember enjoying the action selection system, but I can't remember much about it. But I do also love that race. And I believe there's an element, what was it that I really enjoyed about Jamaica, of when someone finishes the race, they get a certain number of points, but other people can catch them right before the end of the game or still get some points based on their finish near the end of the game, which I thought was very satisfying. And that wasn't the whole thing. The whole game wasn't just winning the race. There was more to it than that, I think, to do with the treasure that you're earning. Feel free to tell me a lot more about Jamaica if you've played it more recently in the comments. That's my number eight. My number seven is one that I have played a lot more. I have played more recently, and that is Ship Shape. This is a really, really clever game where you are acquiring these tiles in a draft, with a draft where you are essentially revealing a character from your hand, a numbered character, and depending on the rank of those characters that you reveal, you get to draft first. You get to take the top tile off the deck and keep it for yourself, and then the next player, person takes the next tile and so on. And the tiles themselves are, they have a border and then holes cut in the middle. So it's like a polyomino, a Tetris style tile in reverse. The Tetris part of it is cut out of the middle of the tile. And you are taking that tile and you are placing it on your stack of tiles, oriented so that certain things are revealed and certain things are covered. So there are certain icons that you're trying to leave revealed, you want them revealed, and others that you want to cover. Because at the end of the round, you gain some points for some of them. Some of them you compare to other players, depending on the numbers that you have, and you get points at the end of each round for that. Just a really clever component, used in a really clever way by one of my favorite designers, Rob Daviau. Actually, Rob has a couple of games on this list. He also did Seafall and Alexander Pfister, mentioned twice on this list as well, under Port Royal and Maracaibo. So that is number seven, Ship Shape. My number six favorite pirate themed game is the first one that I own, and that is Forgotten Waters. This is another one that might climb the list. I've only played through the first scenario, and I had a good time playing it. It does a really clever thing where it takes a scenario that lasts around 4 hours and it splits it into two, like a two-part movie. So you play the first part, and there's a clear breaking point, and then you play the second part. There's a lot of clever mechanisms in Forgotten Waters, from the different roles in the game to the different things that each of those roles are managing, the different tracks. There's a track where the first mate track, it looks like, if I'm remembering correctly, where it has the two lose conditions or some of the lose conditions, and there are two different tokens that move back and forth on that track, and you're just trying to make sure those tokens don't collide. I believe it has to do with like morale and maybe the number of people on your ship. It has a cool action selection system that happens simultaneously, where you're all kind of just placing your workers out there, and you can't talk during that time. And the way the book is used in this game, it's really, really cool. The storybook, where most of the rules in the game are just like the game will say, okay, turn to page three, and you'll see the art of that page, and then you'll see all the actions and all the different things you can do on that page. Really clever implementation of a storybook in the game. And I also I love there's a lot to love about this game. I love the little the constellation. So your character has a constellation that you are filling out throughout the game to gain certain story moments that have mechanical benefits. You also have your own little unique track for this character. Each of these, every their abilities that are unique for each character, and they're a little different, and they all max out. So like this character, it starts off strong with no, they don't start off strong with brawn, but they basically with brawn they have a max. They can only have two brawn, and so you could max that out, but it's kind of saying, hey, you might want to focus on exploration because you have a huge amount of potential with exploration. You can gain skills way up here. The last thing I want to mention for this game that I thought was really clever, really should watch my video if you're interested in Forgotten Waters, but I love that on many of the skill tests, almost all of the skill tests, before you take the test, you gain a skill of that type. So it might say, you know, this is a fishing test. You need to catch some fish for your crew. And before you gain the test, you gain one skill in fishing or whatever it is, and in the hunting skill, and then you take the test. That I found very satisfying, that you're gaining that skill first. So you felt like you had some sense of progression, no matter what was going to happen in that test, even if you failed or didn't do well, something was going to happen. You were going to gain a skill and then hopefully do well in the test. So yeah, that's Forgotten Waters, my number six favorite pirate theme game. Could move up in the list with future plays. My number five is kind of the opposite of this. Forgotten Waters is all about story. My number five is Dead Man's Draw. This is a push-your-luck game, one of my favorite mechanisms. I've actually only played it on the app, and the app is fantastic. It does a great job of teaching you the core rules of the game, which are basically that you are revealing cards and deciding when to stop revealing them. If you stop before you bust, you gain all the benefits from the cards that were out there. If you bust, if you draw a card that is a duplicate of another card that's in the card row, then you bust, and I think you don't gain anything. And it's just it's pure and simple push your luck, but the app adds it's not variance, it just adds complexity one game at a time. So as you win the game, it adds another step of another level of complexity, and then again and again and again. Does a great job of onboarding you into a much more advanced game from the initial just pure push your luck game. But I really enjoy it. And that's Dead Man's Draw. I highly recommend checking out the app if it's still available. Not sure if it is. My number four favorite pirate themed game is maybe a cheat, but it is Celestia. Celestia was originally under a different name, Sea of Clouds, I think, which was a pirate theme game. Celestia is no longer quite a pirate theme, but it's the same game, just with a slightly different theme, and you're still kind of pirates. You're all jumping on a ship together, and you're floating from island to island and gathering some loot along the way when you decide to jump out of the ship. And it has push your luck elements that are kind of have the feel of the parlor game craps, where one player is rolling dice and you're kind of guessing that player can pay the cost that they reveal on the dice. If you guess correctly, you either are jumping out of the ship to grab something because you don't think that person can meet that requirement, or you guess correctly that they can pay that requirement. What the dice show, and you get to move on to further islands and get better benefits along the way. Again, maybe a little bit of a cheat, but I think because the original game was Sea of Clouds and truly was pirate themed, and this still has the pirate theme in there, just a little bit more, I guess, kind of steampunkish and pleasant. It doesn't say it's a pirate game, but you are looting things from these islands. So I'm calling it a pirate game, and it is my number four favorite on this list. My number three favorite pirate game is Treasure Island. This is a brilliantly designed game where one player, so one versus mini game, although each of the other players are competing, so I guess it's just a competitive game, where one player is the pirate. I always forget this when I talk about this game. I believe it's Blackbeard, and he's locked up. He's in jail. He or she, whoever's playing the Blackbeard role, is locked up in jail, and you're kind of interrogating him to get clues about where a treasure is. And this player, the Blackbeard player, at the beginning of the game, gets to choose any little spot, even the tiniest little spot on this giant map of where he buries the treasure. And I even as I'm talking about this, I just think this is so incredible that it's not like he chooses from a few cards, or like there's a grid where he chooses from one of 10 spots. Like, you choose anywhere on this map, as long as it's not on a line. And you mark it, and that's where your treasure is buried, just like a pirate would do on a real island if they showed up, and they could choose any spot. They're not constrained by game mechanisms. They choose a spot to bury the treasure. And then throughout the game, all the other players are trying to find that treasure by narrowing down where it could be. And they share information at certain times, but they also don't share information. And Blackbeard is giving you information, but sometimes Blackbeard can lie, and you don't know exactly when that's happening. That's actually probably the trickiest part of the game. I don't know if I love that part of the game, the Blackbeard can lie. I think it works really well thematically, but it can be a little frustrating if you are getting mixed information and you don't know what is real or what's not. But there are also times where you can look to see if Blackbeard lied about something. But just a brilliant treasure hunt themed game. that really feels thematic, and you're writing on the, I didn't mention this, but you're writing on the board the whole time in these dry erase markers of different colors. Awesome game. I highly recommend checking it out. That is Treasure Island, my number three favorite pirate themed game. My number two and number one are really different games, but were really tough to decide. It was really tough for me to decide which one should go at number one. I decided in the end to put Time Stories Brotherhood of the Coast at number two, at least partially because it is an expansion to a game and not the core game itself. As you know, if you watch this channel, I love Time Stories. This is one from the original Time Stories line where they had the core box and then you add modules along the way. And I absolutely loved it. I think it was in my probably top three modules, maybe top two, was Brotherhood of the Coast, which is one where you are playing as pirates in the Age of Sail. It's been a while since I played it, but I just remember some amazing moments in the game where you have to sail from island to island, which is very different for the Time Story series. And you basically just say, okay, we want to go to that island. And along the way, you have some encounters on the sea. Some are good, some are bad. And sometimes you encounter other vessels that you have to fight off. And I believe, if I remember correctly, in some of those encounters, you can actually board and take over the other vessel. There are many ways to upgrade your ships in this expansion. That's one of them. You can also pay to upgrade your ship. And that was the thing that I really took away with. Because you start out with this really small ship, and there's a couple different ways where you can upgrade your ship and make it bigger and bigger. And the art of those ships is beautiful. Like, the art alone makes me want like the bigger, better ship. But also the abilities on the ship made me want them throughout the game. Found that very satisfying to be able to take this little ship and turn it into this awesome big ship. I love that about the game. And just overall, I had a blast with Brotherhood of the Coast. I highly recommend it. If you enjoy the pirate theme and if you enjoy the storytelling and the amazing cooperative moments in the Time Stories series. That's my number two. At number one, I did decide to put a pirate-themed game, or not a pirate-themed game, but a game itself, not an expansion. And this is one that I owned for a long time. And my friends didn't end up playing it for a while, so I ended up getting rid of it. But I played it again on Board Game Arena very recently and realized and remembered just how much I love Libertalia. Libertalia is a game where each player has the same exact 30 characters. And at the beginning of the game, one player, doesn't matter who, randomly selects nine of those characters. And every player starts with those same nine characters. And using simultaneous play, on each turn, every player is choosing one of those cards from their hand, placing it face down, and then revealing it at the same time, and then ordering it on the board in terms of rank, 1 to 30. And then from left to right, starting with the lowest rank, you activate these abilities that often interact with the other cards that have been played out there. And sometimes they just gain you treasure and booty and things like that. Booty, I think the booty is the word for treasure in this game. And I love the simultaneous play. I love the feel of, like, there's this wonderful interaction in the game because you are interacting so much with the other players, but you're not targeting any other player because you don't know who is playing what. You're kind of just targeting that someone will play this other character. If I go for like a low card that I know is going to, like the brute card removes the top card from the card row. So if I play a brute, I think it was a 14, and you play a card valued at 28, the brute is going to kick the 28 off, force them to be discarded, so that in the second phase of the game, when you start with the player with the highest number in this row, highest number remaining in this row, they collect treasure, they collect the booty that I mentioned, and then you go down the row. And so the player with the lowest number gets the first ability to activate, but they also get the worst treasure, if any, if there's anything left over. And the treasure is variable. So there are rounds where everyone gets something good. There are other rounds where the last player, the last couple players get something really bad. And so those are the times that you want to avoid, that you might want to play a higher number. The one other thing I love about this game, and really I highly recommend, if you like what I'm talking about here with the simultaneous play, the different the interactions without spite, I highly recommend that you check out this game. But the other thing that I really love about it is you only play six characters per round. And there are three rounds, and then you carry over the extra characters to the next round, at which point another six random cards are given to all players. So again, same as the first round, all players get the same six cards in the second round. But those cards that you carry over, typically three cards that you carry over, might be very different than the other players. So we might all have card number 30, the highest card in the first round, but only some of us might actually play it. we might save it for a future round where we can get better use out of it. And some of us may not. And so throughout the game, you were given the same things that all the other players are, but by the end of the game, you have very different hands as the other players because of the cards that you've carried over from round to round. And not just at the end of the game, really from in the second round and the third round, because in both of those rounds, you are carrying over different things. Just a brilliant game. Really, really brilliant game. If you can't check it out, I don't think it's still in print, but you can check it out on Board Game Arena, and I would highly recommend that you do that because it plays super smooth because the simultaneous play goes with the six players. Yeah, that's my number one game, my number one pirate-themed game, Libertalia. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments about the games that I mentioned here, maybe some of the Kickstarter games that were promoted earlier this spring that had the pirate theme, any of those that you're excited about, any of the games that I haven't played, or any of the games on my top 10 list that I or the games that I have played that you really love as well. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. Thanks.